You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
We are focusing today on the launch of an important service across the Hertfordshire and West Essex area. Three new eye care liaison services are now available across the region and will fill a vital gap, ensuring the patients no longer have to navigate sight loss without guidance. Joining us now to talk about the life-changing work of an eye care liaison officer, also known as an ECLO, are ECLOs Nikki Heritage and Linda Daddario, and Georgia Scanlon, ECLO Service Manager for the three new sites. It is lovely speaking with you all today.
Thank you.
Hello.
Thank you for having us.
So first things first, what is the role of an eye care liaison officer or an ECLO?
There's quite a bit to it, really. We are here to, in a non-clinical capacity, provide emotional and practical support to people who have been recently diagnosed with either continuing sight loss or a sight loss condition. And that can be in the form of helping them to get signposting and understanding what other services there are out there, or doing a certificate of visual impairment to help them with things like benefits, blue badges. Yeah, lots and lots of different social groups, all encompassing support in the local area and with national charities and organisations as well. So multi-agency working within the hospital environment, so with medical staff and with charities and other organisations for support.
So very wide breadth of support there, very patient-led, yeah. And very much being, I guess, that liaison between the clinical and between the support and letting the patient know what's available. So you
Definitely.
Had the official launch Wednesday, 17th of September, and it must have been a very exciting day. Linda, we'll cross over to you. How did the event go?
It was really, really, really good. It was the opportunity to meet lots of people. Lots of people got together, but it also included the clinical staff as well, which was really important to, you know, begin building up a relationship with them all. Yeah, it was good. It was busy, a bit overwhelming for me, but it was a really good day.
And I guess that's the important thing, having that clinical staff there, because they will be the first point of contact for a patient that perhaps help connect to them with an ECLO if they've just had their diagnosis.
Yeah, I mean, it's raising that awareness as well within the team that they can refer into me, and it doesn't have to be a whole, you know, long referral. You know, it's just popping in the door sometimes, and that door's always open. And I think when the team are aware of that, it will make it easier for patients to come in and use the service.
So it's amazing to see this service launch and across a new region. And Georgia, as the service manager for the three new sites, what difference do you think the service will make to the area?
I think the really important thing is this is obviously a culmination of more than 2 years collaborative development, particularly with our partnership and development team, kind of working with both the Integrated Care Board and the Hospital Trust. And the really exciting thing is that we now have a service across this integrated care system across the whole of Herts and West Essex. So in terms, we've made a real commitment to patients within the Herts and West Essex area that there will be practical and emotional support available to them if they get diagnosed with an eye condition or with sight loss. It was a very collaborative occasion. Obviously, we had stakeholders from the Integrated Care Board, local sight loss charities. We had Herts Vision Loss and Support for Sight there. We had the local optometry committee. We had our sensory teams and the clinical leads. So it was just really exciting and felt like a really kind of collaborative time where we can work to get the best outcomes for patients in the region.
Which hospitals is the new service available at?
So we now have Nikki Heritage, and she covers Princess Alexandra Hospital Trust, and that's based in Harlow. We have Linda Daddario, and that's Eastern North Hertfordshire NHS Trust. So that is Lister Hospital in Stevenage and across to New QE2 in Welwyn Garden City. And we have James Treadwell, and he's covering West Hertfordshire Teaching Hospitals Trust, and that covers Watford Hospital and St Albans Hospital. So really great coverage right across Herts and West Essex.
So it'll be really exciting to see how the service supports patients in the area. And going forward, if someone is listening, how can they go about maybe reaching out to an ECLO? How would you do that?
where you can either contact the RNIB helpline and they can connect you with your ECLO, or of course you can actually self-refer and contact one of the ECLOs yourselves. All of our ECLOs will have marketing materials within their hospital setting, so that hopefully their posters and cards will be up, so if a patient or a family member sees that, then definitely reach out to their ECLO. And we do have a shared email referral box where patients can refer into. So the email address is rnib.hweeclo@nhs.net. So patients can self-refer. Really exciting thing about this project is also our local optometry committee. So primary care are going to be able to refer into the service as well, which is really, really exciting. But we do encourage people to self-refer.
That's brilliant. Thank you so much, Georgia. And I guess a final question. I know you provide this really important life-changing service. What would you say is the number one thing you would like someone who will have that first appointment, the first meeting with an ECLO, to know before that happens? We'll start with Nikki.
Knowing that they can contact us through any form of media, so to speak. So they can either email in, or they can call, or they can literally drop in. It's about knowing that there are no barriers to coming to us for support, because that's what we need to make sure that we have access to everybody and everybody has access to us.
And Linda, we'll cross over to you. What do you think it's really important to know before you have that first appointment? Because I know it can be very overwhelming when you get your diagnosis. There's a lot of information that's often thrown at you.
I think it's the knowledge that they can come back in at any time. I've had so many patients that just will drop a line and say, can you redirect me into this? And it's done in an instant. It's trust. It's knowing that they've got a safe place where they can say what they really want. Because nobody else knows what they can see, only them. And nobody knows what somebody else is experiencing. So, you know, to have that safe space, I think that's really important.
Yeah, our ECLOs aren't time limited, so they can spend the time needed with patients to find out what is that patient's difficulties, what are the challenge, what are the things that are important to them. ECLOs will undertake a person needs led assessment. So it's all about finding out about that person, what that person needs at that particular point in time. They'll enable them to understand their eye condition and then refer on into other RNIB services as well. So, you know, they may refer on into the eye health information team, or they may help refer on into the advice service for more in-depth support around issues that are affecting their day-to-day life.
So in many ways, it's a beginning of that journey, getting that someone to help guide you through all the information that you're trying to find at the time. Because if you're doing it yourself, it's a lot. It's a lot to take in. So having someone who will support you in that makes all the difference.
Absolutely, because obviously the RNIB, we launched our eye care support pathway in 2004, which is obviously that simple, clear framework that helps people find the right support at every stage of their eye care journey. And ECLOs are paramount in this, especially kind of at that point where people get their diagnosis. So we want to enable people to move on and live well with their eye condition. So yeah, ECLOs are there every point of people's eye care journey.
Well, Nikki, Georgia, Linda, thank you so much for speaking on RNIB Connect Radio and just highlighting this extremely vital service. And I wish you all the best with working in the Hertfordshire and West Essex areas.
Thank you, Paulina.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.